Calling all parents and teachers. It's time to rep Kid News and check out some partner brands and products we think you're going to love. Since it's an election year, how about a kid's book on voting? Or colorful ideas for a spring refresh of that messy homework desk? Plus, there's always fun Kid News swag. Moms, dads, guardians, and teachers, go to starglowmedia.com/shop to check it all out. If you're listening on a podcast platform, you can also find the store link in the description for today's episode. And don't forget, subscribe to Starglow Plus to skip the ads on all your favorite Starglow podcasts. Happy listening! Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Friday, April 19, 2024. And we begin with a prehistoric discovery sure to send shivers down your spine. Researchers in India have identified the fossil of a colossal snake that reportedly stretched longer than a school bus and weighed about a ton. According to the journal Scientific Reports, the slithery predator likely roamed western India's swampy forests 47 million years ago, preying on catfish, turtles, crocodiles, and even whales. With an estimated length between 36 and 50 feet long, it could prove to be the largest snake ever known. That title is currently held by the 42-foot-long Titanoboa that slithered around Colombia 60 million years ago. Neil Shipley was 6 years old when he sat on his dad's shoulders watching his idol, Tiger Woods, play a U.S. Open practice round near his hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That was 2007. Last Sunday, the now 23-year-old amateur golfer was paired with the golf legend during the final round of the Masters. Shipley, a senior at Ohio State University, was the only amateur to make the cut and play over the weekend. When he learned that he'd be teeing up with Tiger, he reportedly dropped everything and started freaking out. After a rough start on Sunday, Neil found his groove, and while neither he nor Tiger walked away with the win, Neil calls the experience his dream week and said, "Tiger made me feel really welcomed." For some Taylor Swift fans, patience is not a virtue. After a 2.5-month wait, today marks the day when her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is set to drop. But a fair number of Swifties may have already gotten an earful. According to CNN, a Google Drive link allegedly containing 17 of her new tracks has been making the rounds on the internet. Interest has been huge, so much so that X prevented a search for Taylor Swift leaks. Still, not everyone wants a sneak peek, with social media feeds full of Swifties committed to wait. Swift herself has weighed in with a leak of her own, announcing the first single, Fortnite, featuring Post Malone, will drop at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. The rest of the album officially comes out at midnight. When it comes to satisfying cravings, one fast food company is hoping customers follow their nose. In the Netherlands, McDonald's is testing out a new marketing ploy, red and yellow billboards that say absolutely nothing. What they do is emit the telltale aroma of the chain's iconic French fries. How they do this is no big mystery. Inside each ground-level billboard are trays ready to be loaded with hot spuds. On the outside, a series of vents to lure passersby. The billboards are strategically positioned within several hundred feet of restaurants, counting on the power of smell to trigger cravings that translate into purchases. Move over, Lord Voldemort. There's a new villain in town. Scientists digging around Western Australia have discovered a new ant species that looks strikingly similar to the famous villain in the Harry Potter series. Leptonilla Voldemort has a slender build, spindly legs, and sharp mandibles, or lower jawbone, which it uses for biting and cutting food. According to Earth.com, the tiny predator was found lurking about 80 feet underground during an ecological survey of animal life in the region. Unlike most ants, which have a dark color, L. Voldemort's unusual pale, almost ghostly appearance helps it blend into its surroundings. This discovery is the second Leptonilla species to be identified. The first was back in 1931. Still to come, how many teen ballerinas does it take to break a world record? But first, the Kid News quiz. How many years ago did the Titanoboa snake roam the earth? Six, $60 million. Amateur golfer Neil Shipley's dream came true when he was paired with which golfing great? Tiger Woods. What menu item is McDonald's loading into scented billboards? French fries. A newly discovered spider has been named after which Harry Potter villain? Lord Voldemort. In our Kid News Kicker, hundreds of dancers, ages 9 to 19, gathered in one space at New York's Plaza Hotel on Wednesday. Their mission? To shatter the world record for dancing on point in one spot. The event was organized by the Youth America Grand Prix, which offers scholarships to ballet's brightest future stars. Standing toe-to-toe, 353 ballerinas shifted their weight from one foot to the other and a step called Barre, with Tchaikovsky's melodies playing in the background. After one full minute of the move, a judge on site confirmed a new Guinness World Record was born, beating the old one of 306 dancers. Before we go, shout-outs to our Kid News classrooms, Ms. Milnar and her Panthers at Presbyterian School in Houston, Texas, Ms. Stewart and her Wildcats at Blair Taylor School in Blair, Wisconsin, and Mrs. Arp and her Spartans at Webb School of Knoxville in Knoxville, Tennessee. Thanks for listening. Look in your emails for this week's news-based word search and head to our website to see how much of this week's Kid News you remember. Our Week in Review quiz is up, interactive, and free. We'll see you back here for more Kid News Monday morning.